Yep, he is indeed in the building, espousing the values of silverback gorillas and such. His name is Brandon K. Scott. You might know him as B. Scott from Hiram Clark. He has thoughts, and let's get to him. B. Scott, what's popping?
Man, I think the Texans got better. I think the Texans got better over the weekend.
All right, done. Overall, great thought. Let's go.
And I'll explain why, but I was overall happy with what the Texans did. I think there's a lot of stuff that you could nitpick, a lot of parts about this, like the trading out of the first round. At the time, I didn't love it, but also I looked at the draft and everything that was happening before they actually made the trade and thought, man, a lot of the players that I would have liked, the names that I would have given you or that I did give you going into it, were gone. And the mocks were kind of all over the place. We saw that play out and the way that that played out throughout the draft. The mocks were kind of all over the place, save for the like first, you know, four, five, six picks or so. Like right. It started to get real. I thought once Loveland, the tight end.
Yeah, Colson Loveland.
Once Colson Loveland went to the Bears.
To the Bears.
10 to the Bears. I thought after that, you know, it started to get really kind of weird and just unpredictable of where guys would actually land.
Although Kelvin Banks at 9 to the Saints was an interesting one. And
actually, yeah,
enough,
that's a good one. Yeah.
Interestingly enough, we played the audio of Ian Rappaport on Pat McAfee talking about the idea that, you know, the Colts kind of stopped right around that time trade-ups. I do wonder. We were talking about right around Colston Loveland at 10. Right there was Kelvin Banks at 9, and I do wonder if that was what the calls for the Texans were to get up.
Could have been either one of them, to be Kelvin honest. Banks. It would have been a great fit, and I don't think it's a coincidence that the Texans' calls stopped right there because it had to be one of those.
Yeah, I think that, honestly, that they did try, and I think they talked about this. They talked to pretty much every team in the league.
That boy was frustrated when he said it, too.
Yeah, I think they did try. They took the swing, and they missed, or for whatever reason, it did not work out, and then they got to a certain point. Now, I was one of those who, you know, the more Matthew Golden falls back. That's another one. Emeka Abuka going before him and Matthew Golden lasting as long as he did.
Right.
Now my brain is turning like, okay, maybe that's somebody that could could target. Obviously, Green Bay hadn't drafted a wide receiver in the first round since Jesus was a baby. It's been so long. They finally did that. So, like, you get why maybe they wouldn't want to trade with you. So once they got in that position and they trade back, I'm like, okay, well, I feel like you can still get a similar caliber player with the second pick in the second round as you could say around about 25. So you fast forward to the next day and Jaden Higgins, I think for that position, the second pick in the second round, that's about as pretty good of a receiver as you could ask for. I know that there were others that maybe you might have wanted, but when you watch him play and just overall kind of the hall of weapons that they got between Jaden Higgins and Jalen Noel, his actual teammate, I feel like they did address some of the needs in terms of weaponry that they didn't have. They didn't have enough speed. They didn't have a viable enough option opposite of Nico Collins. I think between those two picks, they absolutely added that. And that's before I even get to the idea of Woody Marks being, to me, a potential option as a backup running back, which is something that they desperately need.
Well, it's funny you mentioned that because I think we're going to talk about, you know, the potential of a better five-headed monster with these guys. You could easily argue that. But we never really dug into this. We mentioned it here and there. I mean, Jaden Higgins was that guy, right? That they said that Nick Casario said they had at 20, that they was still available, that they were considering at 25.
Who went ahead of him? Who was the pick ahead?
It had to be Jaden Higgins. It was
the Schwesinger, the linebacker out of UCLA, if memory serves.
So yeah, I got a tough time believing that would have been the guy.
I know damn well I didn't say his name right, but y'all know who I'm talking about.
Yeah. No, that was close. That was close enough. It was a linebacker. You said that part right, and I don't think they were targeting a linebacker.
So that alone position. Tells you they have to be feeling pretty good about the whole deal.
I mean, watch him play. Go and look at the cut-ups, and I know everybody's highlights look good when you make them into highlights.
That's right.
But the thing about him is, he's got the size and the fluidity, like the way he moves for his size. I thought that it was actually Steve Smith and James Palmer who I thought did a really good breakdown.
Steve Smith loves him some Jaden Higgins.
And this was, I think, before he was actually picked.
Yeah.
So this is like, you know, pre-draft kind
he's
of.
Like 3 weeks ahead, too. Yeah. He's like, yo, this is a match made in heaven.
And Palmer, who's pretty connected and used to be here years ago and, you know, with the NFL Network, talks to people around the league, was saying that, hey, man, people do not want us to break this guy down because they don't want anybody to be talking about this kid from Iowa State, which is kind of one of the lesser talked about power, however many power conferences we got now, power conference type of.
I think we got four.
Yeah, it changes every year. So, like, we don't want this guy to be on people's radar. Mm-hmm. Don't break this guy down. But if you watch him, he's a 4'4 guy for his size, is 6'4, can move, is fluid. I think that they really came away pretty solid with this combination of guys that they got from Iowa State.
And one of the things with Jaden Higgins, it's kind of funny because there was a point in time, and we didn't actually bring this to air, and I don't know if I feel bad about it or what have you, but one of these Tuesdays, we were sitting here and we were talking about the possible overlap of skill sets if you get one of these big wide receivers. I think I had it more in the conversation of Tetairoa McMillan, right? But the idea of, do you want to get another big X, considering that Nico Collins, and I thought something that you said has been kind of instructive for me, in addition to, I think there's been some good questions asked of Nick Caserio, alluding back to his time in New England. Don't do that, Lopez. But his time in New England with the ways that they've had some overlap with kind of slot guys, having multiple guys. And one of the things you were like is, that's fine. Give me two big guys, because Nico Collins is such a well-rounded wide receiver that he can be nominally the X, but also he could kind of do the Z things that you want.
Well, like Higgins can.
Then I think that's what makes it even better is it's not just that you got a big, big guy who goes and jump ball, but he does some of those same things too. So you have two guys that do that simultaneously.
It's the issue when guys get typecasted based off of their size.
Yes.
So like the big guy must be this big, stiff X receiver that you can't move around.
Right.
Or the little guy must be a slot guy who you can't put outside.
Although like Jalen Noel did have like 75% of his snaps.
He is a slot guy.
But for example, Christian Kirk.
Yeah. Tank Dell, I know Tank's injured, but Tank Dell was a good example of this on the inverse.
It was always fun seeing national folks come in and be like, he's a slot guy. And you're like, oh, you actually have not watched him. He's on the outside all the time.
Never mind the fact that he's so small. Man, put him wide and let him do Tank Dell things. Mm-hmm. So like it is a typecasting. The fortunate part about the guys that the Texans have drafted is that between Nico Collins and Jaden Higgins, I think you got two guys that you can move around. I know at least one of them you can move around, even if the other one is somebody that you do have to stick over there for a little while. Like, to me, this was a question going in was, hey, would it be okay? I think Ron might have asked this on the drive.
Shout out, show.
He definitely asked me this, like, you know, in text message. Like, hey, can the Texans afford to not get a starter with that top pick? And I think Jaden Higgins is going to be a starter.
But he's a starter.
But I think it's also beside the point, because what they did was found at least two weapons that, you know, whether they start or not, whatever the configuration actually is going to be, and I do think he's going to be a starter. Mm-hmm. Whether he starts or not, he should be an immediate impact guy.
Yeah.
And I think that's sort of the more, I mean, we're talking football here. So, like, that's the more, I think, instructive part. It's like, hey, is this guy going to be on the field when I need him to be?
For sure. No, absolutely. And like Lopez said, we'll dive more into that as we go on, because I think at noon we're going to break down the idea of that five-headed monster. Are we going to get part deux?
Yeah.
I know I didn't say that French properly. Any other thoughts when it comes to the draft? Because I feel like I've been doing this portion of the conversation where I'm just like, yo, those top three picks. There was six other ones too as well.
Oh, I don't do that.
But
what I'm saying is, once you get that far, once you get that far into it,
you might as well ask him to fight a silverback.
Well, I'm saying once you get that far into it, it's just a crapshoot. So it's like you're guessing. It's far less of an interesting conversation. Like anybody from the back end, like if you're Graham Mertz or like anybody from the back end of the draft is gonna be something, it'll be like a pleasant surprise.
All right, so no Luke Leahy insight, huh?
No. Best wishes to Luke Leahy, but no, man. No, hell no.
I got three kids, a life, the
world in front of me.
Yeah.
Show me something, Luke.
The one thing that I'll say, congratulations. A little bit of a pushback. Frank Ross had a great draft. They got a lot of special team specialists.
I would expect nothing less. Frank Ross has been one of the better special teams coach in the game for pretty much as long as he's been here.
You know, they got Jalen Reed. I mean, just a special teams guy that's a demon. Who's the other, one of the other Jalens? Was it Smith? That's a kick returner. Noel's a kick returner.
I don't want to beat a dead horse there, but I'm definitely going to be confused because they already had a Jalen on the team.
Yeah.
And now they've added three more.
Yeah.
Plus a Jaden.
I said it's nicknames, man. It's about to be nickname time. Higgins, you about to be by your last name. Sorry, you about to be Hig or Higgins all the time.
Jalen, Jaden, Jalen, Jalen, and... Jalen.
Yeah, no, we're going to start calling out. Like, Petrie, you are five exclusively at this point. I know that they already kind of do that.
If I'm him. I'm like, hey, I bet I'm the OG Jalen around here.
But in order to have equity.
Y'all is pretenders.
In order to have equity, can't nobody be Jalen no more. Ain't no Jalen's in here. You five, you Higgins. I don't know if we can call old boy Noel. I need to go look at his government and see if there's a middle name that's more sufficient here. But we just nicknames all around. Everybody, pick your nickname. Whether it's the middle name or what they called you by, did they call you June Bug or something? Because we calling you that. I can't call any more. No more Jalen's.
Hey, I text y'all my nickname for Ariante Ursary. Is that how you say it?
Well, yes, it is. But I don't think I remember this.
Well, because you can't say it on the FCC airwaves.
Oh,
that's a big MF.
Yes.
Analysis.
That's somebody that can fight a gorilla.
Hey, instant analysis.
They're the same height.
Hey, and look, 100 Ursaries?
Okay.
If he got that dog in him, I like his chances better than most. Yeah.
Do you like him on the inside? Because I know that's been some of the conversation, especially with tackle. Like, Cam Robinson is holding down that left tackle spot where he typically plays. We know that Nick Caserio and this organization feels okay with moving guys. And I think the NFL in general has gotten more okay with moving offensive linemen out of what you would consider their prototypical position. Mm-hmm. Do you like the idea of him maybe playing a little bit of guard?
It will be a training camp subplot for me.
Yeah.
Where is Ursary? Are they running him at tackle, or are they trying him at guard because he's just so massive of a man? 6'6", 330 plus. So, like, he's just so big. Now, he hasn't played no guard, right? Mm-hmm. He's only really been a tackle.
Correct.
So, like, I think they're going to test him to see what he can do. Nick Caserio's talking
about
that.
Four out of the five positions on the line is going to be the story of the camp.
Yeah, no, yeah, absolutely. But but the fact
Shout out to Cam Robinson missing the story of the camp.
Yeah.
The fact that they really didn't do a great job of addressing guard, but they went out and got a tackle who's just so big that looks like he could be a guard, or that they already got a tackle on the team that they've been playing at guard, that will be fascinating to watch.
Absolutely. Super fascinating. There's going to be a lot of time to get some feeling on that. Activities are already started, and I imagine rookie minicamp is coming pretty damn quickly. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Rail 610 from 713. One silverback gorilla versus 100 Larry and Staffords. All right, okay. You know who wants it more? My boy Larry, I'll tell you that for damn sure. All right, coming up next, let's get into what's popping, which, I'm going to be honest, I want to get more B. Scott's thoughts. We ain't talking no hoop. So let's get B. Scott's thoughts on the Rockets as well. Next.